Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Educating for Success show. We bring families together with home business.
Hey, this is Ray Perry at Educating for Success, coming to you from the backside of nowhere in southern Tennessee. Today, we have one of my favorite people in the whole world on the line with us, and she has been super successful with her family, homeschooling two boys and creating multiple streams of income. So I've invited her today to share a little bit about her life and her story with you because she's got some interesting things to share with us. So I want to welcome from Traverse City, Michigan, Dr. Jill Buttrin. Welcome, Dr. Jill.
Thank you, Ray. It's really great to be here with you. I always enjoy talking with you, and I enjoy sharing my story because, you know, there was a time when I was kind of frustrated and really didn't know what to do next. So I guess I like to share and let people know that it can be done.
That is so awesome, and I'm so glad that you're willing to share part of your life with us. So tell us your story, starting from the beginning, about you and your husband and your goals in life and how that had took a change down the road.
Okay, well, my husband and I actually met in medical school during medical training. And, you know, that experience, our medical training, really shaped who we are and who we became. And we were dedicated to our patients, loved our work. I gave up full-time medical practice between our children because I felt the call to be a full-time mom and full-time wife. And that was a very difficult decision, and I gave up six figures of income to do that. And my husband carried the torch in terms of earning income. So we went on that way for several years, and we were successful. However, you know, things are changing in the healthcare community, and our work with patients is not the same as it used to be. There's a lot more administrative work, and now with electronic medical records, there's even more time in front of a screen and less time face-to-face with patients. Just, you know, kind of feeling less job satisfaction as the years wore on, and wanting to you know, my husband loves his work. He's an eye surgeon, and he wants to keep working. It's just a little overwhelming sometimes. And so, you know, that kind of thinking of how to do things differently. And really, my thought process started in around 2010. I started to become very interested in business development, passive income, and investing. And, you know, watching my husband work really hard for less and less money from his doctoring. Thankfully, he's a smart guy. He has commercial real estate and some other things going on that's really the bulk of his income. I became more interested in that. I started looking for real estate, but I live in kind of a we live in a pretty affluent community, so I had a hard time finding anything that I wanted to start with because I'm not a tenant. I've never purchased real estate myself before. I wanted something kind of small that would cash flow, give us long-term rewards, you know. But I became interested in learning about all these legalities like tenants' rights and stuff, and I kept reading more Robert Kiyosaki, and I thought, you know, my home is a pretty prime piece of real estate. So how can I turn that from a liability into an asset? And that really, I was thinking about that, and we live in a tourist region, so there's a high need in the summer. So, and really, we came to this day. It was April 15th, 2013, and it was kind of our do-or-die date, you know. I had an epiphany. It was after I went to the post office to pay our taxes, much more than I had expected for the 2012 tax year, because the 2012 tax law changed in February of 2013. So I got a little surprised. I sat down with my husband that night, and I just said, I am frustrated that you worked so hard, that so much of our income is being taxed, that you know, we have this opportunity to have passive income and to invest more. So let's do it. And he kind of looked at me like I was growing scales and fins. He takes a little bit of time to warm up to another idea or something outside of the box. And it's actually kind of funny. We look back at that day. I had actually driven him to the beach to watch the sunset to have this conversation because I wasn't sure how he's going to receive it. And I just said, hey, I think we should rent our house. And after he gave me that look, he said, okay. And I laughed because it's such an uncharacteristic response from my husband. And that was sort of like divine in my mind. That was God saying, yep, you know, you got all the thumbs up right now. So on April 15th, this became a family project. We went home. We told our kids what we were going to do. Between April 15th and April 30th, we researched home rental. For vacation rental. We took photos. We created a listing. We created an in-home business entity. This isn't a legal entity. The legal entity is my husband and I. As husband and wife, but our children became part of this, and we thought this was a really awesome learning experience for them. So we worked together to create this business entity within our home, and the kids actually decided how much they wanted to invest in the project, and they'd use their own money, and they invested in the project to buy supplies like towels and sheets and that kind of thing. And they would get a similar dividend according to the amount that they had invested and relatively according to their ages and their ability to contribute to the work that needed to be done. We divided up work tasks based on everybody's interests and skills. And we found out the power of the internet because we went live on the internet on April 30th. Within 2 weeks, the summer was filled, and we had only the expectation to rent maybe 2 or 3 weeks the whole summer. We were afraid we weren't getting any rentals at all. But what our kids learned was that whole process, and they also learned about tax because I showed them at the end of the year. I said, look, in renting a house, we had tax benefits that protects Daddy's other income. And so, you know, their minds start working. They start get interested in being entrepreneurs and having businesses. And the following year, we actually decided that instead of us going to the house and doing all of the work ourselves, that we would hire everything out. So this is now pretty much completely passive. I still screen our renters pretty thoroughly so that we get who we want in there. We're getting a lot of repeat people now. But it's been a great experience and have no regrets. It has, in fact, protected a lot of our income and given us a lot of extra income as well. So, you know, all in all, that was a good experience. And so once we got that settled, we wanted to do more. And so, you know, and we actually met you, Ray, later that year. My husband might have met you in the spring, but I didn't meet you until later that year in the fall at your conference, which was really awesome, by the way. And that's where we learned to start more and more projects that would give us income, different streams of income.
That is so awesome. So you're saying that you have a big, nice house, and I've actually been there. It's up on top of a hill, and it overlooks Lake Michigan, and it's beautiful and wonderful and modern and clean and decluttered and all that stuff. You actually rent your house out to other people during the season, and so where do you live?
Well, the first year we were actually homeless because we didn't expect to we said, well, we'll just go camping during the couple of weeks that we rent, you know, but it ended up being the whole summer, so we ended up truly camping out of our pop-up. A lot of people thought we were nuts, but to be honest, that was like one of the best summers that my family has ever had. We were very relaxed. It was just a nice break from our usual life. Following that, we actually had the opportunity to purchase a little cabin on a, it's actually at an RV resort on property that links up to 100 kilometers of bike ski trails, which is where my kids were spending a lot of time anyway because they're competitive athletes in biking and skiing. So now we're here where I can actually have a tiny little home office and a little kitchen, and we're living a little more civilized, and kids have a lot of fun. There are a lot of friends here, and there's a pool and all kinds of fun things to do. So it's no hardship that we just have passive income all summer. And I make a lot of money. In fact, renting our house, I make more money than I would make if I went back to being a doctor 3 or 4 days a week.
Wow, that is amazing. So what you're saying is you just stopped to think about how you could work smarter rather than harder, and you came up with this idea and put it into place, and inside of about 15 days, you created a new stream of income for your family that also gave you protection from the tax burden, right?
That's exactly right, Ray. This has been a win-win-win-win all the way around. And, you know, another win that I didn't talk about was getting to know these families that come to our house. It's a really beautiful place, and we call it Serenity because you can't help but feel serene there. And I am blown away that people have really nice time there. They tell me that it's spiritually rewarding, it's relaxing with family, it's beautiful, it's something they now look forward to every year, year after year. And so that, you know, that kind of warms my heart, makes me feel like what we're doing isn't just about money in my family, but we're providing a service and an opportunity for someone else to have what they need and want.
That's awesome. That is so amazing. So now you talked recently about wanting to get back to helping your patients that you left, because as I recall, there were several people mad when you quit to come home and homeschool the children. So tell me about what you're doing now to serve the people that you were serving before and others who are interested in being connected to you as a doctor.
Okay, well, in about 2014, I started. Yeah, you know, kids are a little older now and didn't need quite so much of my time. And yeah, I had a lot of patients who missed me, and I missed them. And one of the things I learned in my medical practice over the years was the strong correlation between health and relationships, particularly in women. Women tend to be very relationship-oriented, very relationship-driven. And we can get sick if our relationships are sick. And, you know, we all know that the same is true with financial stuff. You can't move forward financially if your marriage is suffering. So I decided to help women in that path, helping them with their marriage to make the rest of their life better. And I find it interesting that idea came directly from my son, who was sitting in this room. And I don't know if you remember this, Ray, because this is 2 years ago. We were sitting with all the other protégés of yours in this room. And you're sitting right next to me, and I was kind of on the hot seat. I think it was a great seat to sit in because it's like my destiny was formed that day. And you reviewed my skills, my experiences, stuff, and we were trying to decide what I was going to do next. And that's where I admitted that, yeah, I missed my patients, and I missed helping women because it was kind of a niche for me to work with women because I was in a practice with six other guys, and a lot of the women came to me about a lot of the stuff. And so my son raises his hand in the back of the room, and he said, you know, my mom's always getting phone calls and text messages from her friends, and they say, hey, Jill, we got to walk because I need some marriage advice. I got to talk to you. And, you know, in my family, that almost became a little bit of a joke because the boys said they would refer women to me to deal with their boy sons, too. And it was just kind of funny. And But we never really thought of it about it seriously. So it was during that day that we kind of refined that vision that I should get back to helping women, maybe not brick and mortar, maybe not in the healthcare field because I'm not really interested in going there again. So we created this business called Set His Heart Ablaze, where I help women with their relationships. I help them reclaim their time, recharge their bodies, revive their marriages. And we work on issues that women struggle with. I try to help women find overall peace and health and joy. And I believe that health is about mind, body, spirit. And you got to address all these things. And so what I do is I have a website and a membership site. And there's training content on there, and we do like a monthly coffee talk, we call it, and we just kind of meet and talk like women do, you know, grab our mugs of coffee and tea, and we just sit and chat for a while. And we talk about these different topics every month, and members also have a private Facebook group where we can talk privately about issues and just talk back and forth, and I'm really trying to help women navigate that communication issue that they might have with the men in their lives, and to help them kind of refocus and take care of themselves, because as women, sometimes we will give up pretty much everything of us for our family. That's kind of a natural nurturing tendency we have. But then in the long run, that doesn't work, because then we really can't care for other people effectively if we're not taking care of our own spiritual and mental and physical health. So, right, that's what I'm doing, and it's really exciting because we're just adding more and more stuff every month, and my assistant and I are right now working on packaging some courses, and membership went live 2 days ago, actually. We've had it kind of in beta testing for a while, but it's live to everybody now, and I'm planning to write a book this fall, and there's a lot of great things going on there.
That is awesome. I am so proud of you for all you have done. And also, last year at our home business conference, you also joined us for our mom's talk. On the second day of our conference, we have a session for moms only that is called How to Love Your Husband to Success. And so many moms come in and think that we're going to talk about how they can become a secretary to their husband and take care of paperwork and organize their schedules and things like that for them. But that's not what it's about. Because one of the things that I have learned the hard way is the foundation of the family is the mother-father relationship. And if you try to build a home business on a shaky foundation, it won't work. You're just adding stress on top of a cracked foundation. And so you've got to maintain that relationship between the husband and wife. And in our country today, it's real easy for there to be major problems and sometimes a multitude of major problems. So we host this little session so that we can talk to moms and just encourage them to be godly wives to their husbands and be sensitive to their needs and communicate with them better. And so Dr. Jill has actually joined me last year at our session, and it was marvelous to have her there and have her input. And so this year, when we do that session at our 2016 Home Business Conference, then Dr. Jill is planning on joining us for that as well. We also do a men's session on the next day with either my pastor or one of our church leaders or someone with us for the men. And Dr. Jill might be joining us for that one too, because we just want to encourage men as older women to know how to communicate with their wives. And sometimes men get so frustrated with us women because they just can't read us. And sometimes we don't even know what we want for ourselves. And so we just do a little communication session and try to help the men understand what their wives need, especially when you're homeschooling your children and you have 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 children. A woman can get real overburdened very, very quickly. She can start comparing herself with the neighbors who have a maid and their children go off to private or public school, and they have, you know, lots of different factors in their lives that make their lives look easy. And it's real easy to compare, but we're not really supposed to do that. And so what we do during that session is we just, for the men, we help the women to help them try to understand their women, and for the women, we help them try to understand who they are and what they should be doing with their lives rather than looking at everybody else, and how to communicate better with their husbands. And so that's been, it's been a real eye-opening adventure for me, because I had no idea that I would ever be talking to people like that about such foundational, intimate topics. But it seems like it's just so needy in our country. And so I have appreciated your input so much. So, so Dr. Jill, could you give us, in closing here, one last thought to contemplate as we go through our day about how to be a better spouse, how to make your marriage better, how to just improve your relationships?
Yeah, actually, Ray, probably if I had to put my finger on one thing, which is hard to do, it would be, I think the most common issue I think I see women struggle with is really having the expectation that their husbands will communicate and think and feel like they do. It's very, very difficult for women to understand that men think very differently. Their brains are wired differently right from conception. Their biochemistry is different. They're just totally, totally different. And, you know, I grew up with three older brothers, and my father was a very strong influence in my life. I am a math science person, so I was always surrounded by boys in school, because that was way back when people thought that girls weren't good at that. And so I kind of was the lone ranger there. And then in medical school and in my career, I was always surrounded by men. And so I have a pretty good understanding of men. And I think that's why a lot of women come to me for help with their men. And my most common advice to them is to simply not expect their men to be women. It's hard to do. It's really hard to get in somebody else's shoes and understand that they might think differently about sex, about listening, about speaking, about parenting, about money, but they do. And this is what makes a marriage that is unified a very beautiful thing. You have two different people who are opposites in many ways coming together to create a whole. And when a husband and wife is on the same page, there is really no limit to what they can achieve. And, you know, I just have to say personally, my husband and I haven't always had it good. And early in my relationship, I wanted him to be different, and he wanted me to be different. And we had a really hard time appreciating each other as individuals and really focusing on our strengths and helping each other and supporting each other through our weaknesses. And it's interesting, once we got that together, we just went crazy. I mean, everything fell into place in our life. And we work as a team. We work together all the time. We recreate together. We're really solid. And I think that's been a really, really great foundation, like you said, for all the other things we do, including parenting and our work life and investing and everything we do. So, yeah, if I had to boil it down, I would say you have to see things from your husband's point of view and communicate to him in his language to the best of your ability. And that's what I help women learn how to do, and to meet his needs. The moment you start meeting a man's needs, he will start meeting yours.
Well, that is awesome advice, and I am so glad that you shared with us, because I for so long thought that my husband should be thinking like I do, and of course it didn't work that way. So it's really encouraging to be able to be reminded of that, and we need to constantly realize that we are fearfully and wonderfully made, and men and women are not supposed to be the same at all. And so when you come down to that conversation where you say, well, we just don't have anything in common anymore, even though you might have three children, there's probably a reason for that. A lot of times we don't, and we are different, but there are things we can do to grow together and bond. So I so appreciate you sharing that with us, and I'm so proud of what you're doing with your family and how you are focused on building multiple streams of income and including your two boys with the family projects. and how you're earning money together and teaching them the principles of financial freedom that are not taught in school anywhere. And you're seeing success with that. And we'll be hearing more about David's current project at the conference, because I believe he's on a trip right now. And as soon as he gets back, I can't wait to talk to him about where he's at. And we're not gonna talk about that right now. But he is on a major excursion, and it's not in America right now. So we'll be talking about that at the conference, and he's going to be giving us a presentation. So I just want to invite you to join us. It's not too late. At our 2016 Home Business Conference this year, it's in Louisville, Kentucky, on August 12th through 14th. And our keynote is Joel Salatin, a lunatic farmer extraordinaire. He is God's prophet to America for monetizing farming. He knows how to make money on a small piece of acreage more than anyone else I've ever met in my entire life. He's written numerous books. He has been on TED Talks and speaks all over the country at universities and other functions. And he has just been an amazing, amazing man of God in the realm of agriculture. As our grocery stores are failing us these days with inferior products that are affecting our health, Joel is reviving the farm, the homestead, and encouraging us all to throw a couple tomato plants out in the backyard, and along with that, a couple chickens. And so he's going to be doing two sessions for us as our keynote called 10 Ways to Monetize a Small Farm. So if you have thought about leaving the city and just getting out a little bit into the suburbs where you can plant a few things and have a couple animals, you want to come hear this man in person. You can also go to dinner with him on Friday night. There's an extra charge for that. But imagine sitting in a room with 20 or 30 people and being able to ask him any question you want to about your homestead. He is such a knowledgeable person. He can answer just about anything you can ask him. Absolutely awesome, wonderful man of God. So don't miss seeing him. We also have a variety of other people that are going to be joining us this weekend who are experts. Most of our people on our stages are millionaires, because if you're going to learn how to make money from somebody, it needs to be somebody that knows what they're doing. So we have invited Brian Young, who is a homeschool father from Minnesota, to come and talk to us about how he sells books. He actually has a system that he has set up, and he's going to be sharing that with us. He's generated a ton of money and has been homeschooling 7 children this past year, while his wife also had a miscarriage and had a couple months of sickness that she had to kind of bow out and take some time off from the family. Even though he was helping her, they still did very, very well. We're going to enjoy hearing him. We also have Tom Cohn, the owner of Membergate, which is one of the 5 membership site platforms that people commonly use for membership sites. He's coming from the UK. He's going to be talking to us about how to create passive income, and this is the way that I do it. So that's why I've invited him. He's an old friend, and he is a very funny, nice, happy guy, but you're going to love listening to his stories, and you're going to love listening to his accent. I also have another friend from years ago who is from Germany. He currently lives in Arizona, but he came here to this country. I did not know how to make money, but he knew that America was the land of opportunity, and he thought he could figure it out. So he basically became the rags-to-riches story when he studied real estate, became a millionaire inside of 18 months. He's done 3,500 deals, and he and his wife have an amazing life in Arizona. So he's going to be coming to share with us how to buy and sell land. So if you're ready to move out of the burbs and you don't know how to buy land, he's going to teach you how to do that. We also have Mike Stewart, who is one of the audio-video experts on the Internet, who's been teaching people how to monetize audio and video for years, who is going to be sharing some of his secrets, and he's also going to entertain us, too, because he's a lot of fun. So we have a lot more. We have an accountant. Jennifer Navarrete is our social media expert. He's helping us manage this podcast today. Of course, she's going to be teaching us about social media. And then on Sunday, we have Darren Vanette, Reverend Darren Vanette, who is going to be conducting a non-denominational service course, and we have a variety of other people. So you can get all the details at educatingforsuccess.com/2016HBC, which stands for Home Business Conference. And we'd love to have you there. It's the only event in the world where you can bring your children to listen to millionaire experts so that you can learn how to make money at home. We also have English country dancing every night. So you and your children both will enjoy that. So I hope you can join us. It's going to be an awesome time. And if you have any questions, you're welcome to email me. There's a contact form on that site. Just contact us and let us know how we can help you, because we have a lot of people coming from all over the country, And if you live outside the country, let me know. We'd love to have you come as well. It's not a problem, and it's not too late to join us. So, Dr. Jill, it's been great having you on the call with us today. I appreciate you so much joining us. And like I said, I am so proud of how well your family is doing, and I can't wait to see you guys again at the Home Business Conference in Louisville.
Thank you, Ray. It was really great to be here. It's always great to talk to you, like I said, and I appreciate you asking me.
Great. Thank you so much. This is your hostess, Ray Perry, signing off. You have a great day.
Thank you for joining us. To learn more about what we do at Educating for Success, visit us at educatingforsuccess.com.